Pardon me, is your name Archie?
No, I'm Finnegan, but I know who you are.
Who?
Susan Hayworth.
Finnegan, please. Got your tenses mixed. That's Frank Buck.
Oh.
Well, well, Mr. Buck, welcome to the interior of Darkest Duffy's. By the way, how do you like the joint?
Well, Archie, I've never seen a nicer menagerie.
Well, I try to be a good manager. Mr. Buck, how's things in the big game? Pretty good?
Well, the orders keep coming in.
Orders? What do you mean, orders?
Well, that's how I work, Archie. Zoos and circuses tell me what kind of animals they want, and I go out and bring them back.
You mean a guy writes you a letter and says, "Dear Mr. Buck, please send 12 hyenas assorted. 6 laughing and 6 crying." Mean something like that?
Well, it's something like that, Archie.
Pardon me, Mr. Buck.
Yes?
How much would a tiger cost me?
What do you want with a tiger?
Arch, in our house, we got very big mice.
Well, Finnegan, a tiger would cost you about $2,000.
Oh, that sounds reasonable. What size tiger would I get for that?
Oh, a tiger about 10 feet long.
How high?
About 4 feet.
No good. Couldn't get in them little mouse holes.
Finnegan. Oh, Mr. Buck, have you met Miss Duffy?
Miss Duffy, I greet you with the words of the African Mambas tribe, Apamachum Monabuli.
Likewise, I'm sure. Mr. Buck, I'd like to ask you a question.
What?
Did you ever capture an animal known as a Persian dyed muskrat?
A Persian dyed muskrat? I never heard of it.
I knew it, that Vera Fogarty, trying to tell me her fur coat is genuine and mine ain't.
Well, what kind of a coat is yours?
South American wild plush.
Did you ever catch a wild plush, Mr. Buck?
Not yet.
Well, I know, of course he didn't. The man who sold me the coat said they're very hard to catch. You see, they got such short hairs, there's nothing to grab hold of, you know?
Yeah, them plushes is even harder to catch than a wild mohair.
See, Mr. Buck, you must have a thrill in life.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, don't be modest. You blocked George with death plenty of times, I bet. I bet you don't think no more of struggling with a lion or a tiger than I do with a fella. Mr. Buck, tell me, what was your most thrilling experience?
Well, there was a wild tapir that was tough.
A wild what?
A wild tapir. A beast I considered fairly harmless. I found him with a badly cut back. I tried to put some ointment on the bruise. But suddenly the tapir whirled, charged me, and buried his head in my stomach, knocked me flat on my back. I realized the danger and yelled for my native boy. Fortunately, he came running in the nick of time and beat the impurity beast off. Boy, that was a close call.
Imagine Vera Fogarty saying husband's a jet.